It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, all in all, cotton had a good week. Not as good as we wanted. You had a little brief baby shower in Lubbock, but we had a brief rally in the market. We weren't able to keep it. But nonetheless, we got above, during this consolidation phase, we got above the 200-day moving average. And certainly today we were off about 100 points. But nonetheless, it's a very interesting situation. We have all the contracts from the current May through October, through December, March, and into May of 2016, all sitting at 65 cents, basically the same price as a few points above it. I think that tells us that the market is preparing for a move. It does not tell us which way, whether it be higher or lower, but we go out that far with the exact same price. It's like owning a put and a call. You don't know the direction of the market, but you know it's getting ready to move. So I think that's what we're in position. That's what I think, what I believe the market is saying. The market had been concerned about short stocks and deliveries and a possible squeeze, but short stocks now risen to around 38,000. We also saw that this week export sales were a bit low. The good and bad side of that, not but about 45,000 bales net were sold. Again, going to the usual suspects, China and Vietnam, the countries that represent our best customers. At the same time, we did ship out of the country. We did ship exports of about 400, just short of 440,000 bales. That was a record for the year, 433,000 bales plus, and it's a real positive item for the market to be able to get that much cotton out, and it puts us at sales commitments at literally 100% of the USDA projection for the entire year. Now, there always is some rollover that gets carried to the next years, but we certainly have, this is what, April still, May, June, and July, so we still have almost a quarter of a year left in order to make those sales. So again, while USDA did not give us what we were really expecting this week in its April supply-demand report, pretty much the market, the numbers were unchanged. The only thing they did do was take the 200,000 bale increase in Jennings that the Jennings report gave us, and they did add that to the crop, which they basically had to do, making it 16.3 million bales this year. But I think we all, the trade certainly feels like, and the numbers are bearing it out, that cotton is going to move into the export market. For whatever reason, USDA just elected not to make that move at the present time. As we look across the board to see that the market was able to consolidate and hit that 200-day moving average, as I indicated earlier, it does indicate positive news for the market. I think it tells us that we will see some prices in the upper 60s, and again, I'm very convinced that we'll see December hit the 70s, and I would also expect to see some 70-cent trading with prices with respect to the old crop on the May or July, most likely probably on the July as the tightness continues. So keep planning, and we'll see how this market goes, but I certainly remain very positive. Thank you again.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.